Peter Maestro Rubart, tell us about the special performance that you're planning for this fall.
So imagine the entire Pensacola Symphony on the stage, just like we always are, full orchestra. But above the orchestra is floating this huge screen, and projected on that screen are photographs from Pensacola, some of them historic photographs, some of them current day photographs. And all of that is taking place while the orchestra is performing the music.
So tell us a little bit more about how this is going to work.
There's a photo choreographer named Nicholas Bardinet who makes a specialty of creating pieces to go with a specific community. And we have commissioned him to create a piece called Pensacola, Then and Now. The piece is in two movements. It uses music by a composer from Wyoming, Joseph Curiale, a terrific composer. And the first movement is Pensacola Then, and that will be featuring photographs from the UWF Historic Trust. A lot of these amazing old photos that I've been poring through, you know, the early versions of the Three Mile Bridge, the old restaurants, and it's just remarkable to look at these old photos of this community. And then the second movement, Pensacola Now, will be drawing photographs from present-day Pensacola.
And we want to make the distinction that this is live choreography as opposed to a slideshow.
Right. A slideshow would be an easy description of this, but that really would be misleading because Nicholas brings a truly artistic voice to this. He listens carefully to the music. He picks from a vast pool of photographs, and he creates a flow of images that matches the flow of the music. It's not just a question of putting up a bunch of slides and having them go clicking through while we play. It's far more complex than that. And Nicholas will be here in person and cueing and shaping the show while we are performing the music.
Peter, how did you come up with the idea to do a show like this?
It's very intriguing to find visual elements that work together with the musical elements of a symphony concert. And while the music will always be central and will always be our primary focus in an orchestral concert, to be able to combine it with some visual element, an educational element, a complementary element of some kind, is a really fun path to pursue. So I was well aware of Nicholas, and a number of conductors I know have worked with him in the past. And in the course of visioning sessions with the Pensacola Symphony Board and staff, we had identified the fact that it would be great if we could partner with some organizations in town that weren't really necessarily artistic organizations. That's not always easy to find, but when you think about Pensacola's history and the fact that so much of it is preserved in the Pensacola Historic Trust, they become a natural partner. And then you pull in the video choreographer, and knowing that you're starting with that large trove of photographs, and it starts to feel like this is a project that was meant to be.
And the main reason we're chatting now is because for the Now segment of the program, you need even more photos, lots of photos from the community.
That's right. This is a community involvement project, which I think is really one of the funnest aspects about it. So Nicholas has asked us to collect photographs from people in the community. And this doesn't mean professional photographers only. This really means anybody with an iPhone or a point-and-shoot camera. And they can be pictures really of most anything. You know, it's a trip to the beach. It's family time. Maybe it's local landmarks, iconic landmarks. People going to church or boating or fishing. It's just snapshots of life in everyday Pensacola. And the more the better. You know, your photo might be the photo that ends up projected for the full audience at the Sanger Theater.
PSO Music Director Peter Rubart. To submit your photos, link to the Pensacola Then and Now page at PensacolaSymphony.com. The deadline for photos is July 17th. The performance is November 4th. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.